On the island of Madagascar, the people tell a story of how it is that humans die. They tell that the Great Spirit made the first human couple to be happy in a land rich with foods of many different tastes. Coconuts, bananas, pineapple, mango, vegetables from vines, and vegetables from under the earth. The Great Spirit gave them warm days of sunshine, cool water for swimming, moon and stars to light up their nights. There was shelter for them, too, and safety from all danger. It was called heaven, this earth that the Great Spirit made. Then one day, the Great Spirit decided that humans should die, like other plants and animals of creation. So the Great Spirit visited that first human couple and talked to them. The Great Spirit said, "It is time for you to choose for yourselves how you will die." The human couple looked at the Great Spirit and said, "What is this die thing you talk of? Is it something we must eat or wear?" The Great Spirit laughed and said, "No, my children, it is something that you do. You can choose to die like the moon, or you can die like the banana." The humans looked at the Great Spirit again and said, "We do not understand what it is you say. How will we die like the moon or like the banana? For one lives in the sky and the other grows on a tree." The Great Spirit explained carefully, "When you look to the sky at night, you will see that the moon dies each month. Then it is born again on the following month, and so it goes, dying and coming back to life, again and again." The human couple said, "This we see, and now we understand. What of the banana?" The Great Spirit explained carefully, "The banana tree grows shoots under the ground that will take its place after it has given its fruit to the world. When the old stems die, the young shoots will have a place to grow." The human couple said, "This we have seen as well. So now we must decide the way it will be." The Great Spirit went away from them so they could think by themselves. They thought and thought. If they lived like the moon, then they could live forever, and things would be the same month after month for all time. If they lived like the banana tree, they would have many children. They would not be lonely, and they would have other hands to help them work. They would have mouths to feed and something to strive for. They would have other hearts to laugh with. It was easy to decide this. They called out to the Great Spirit and said, "We will have a life like the banana tree, and though our time on this earth will be short, we will have others like ourselves to make our journey pleasant." So it was, and so it is.